Handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. And before you think, is this live or it's Memorex? No, it's live. It's the third day of January. And Mikey, can I say 2018, please? No? Okay, 2019. I haven't been live since the 19th of December. Is that right? 19th? No, 19th. 19th, at any rate. You know, all the big radio stars took off that amount of time, too. You know, the only difference is I don't get a $37 million paycheck. Sean Hannity, $37 million. He's been on Fox for 23 years and hosting his own show for 18, 19 years. Guy gets $37 million a year. Wow. Well, what has been happening? Well, one thing I noticed today, sorting out some news stories, and I'm looking at the markets. Wow. Dow Jones took another dump today, 660. NYSE was down 193. NASDAQ down 202. And guess what? Not CNBC, but Fox Business News. They're speculating. Well, we don't know what's causing this in the markets. We don't know what to, and they're playing stupid. And it's been, folks, it's been fascinating for the last 3 to 4 weeks. And I tune in specifically to see what kind of malarkey they're going to shove on the viewers as to why the markets are kind of tanking. I think the Dow has lost, 3,500 points in the last 4 to 5 weeks. So the propaganda mill kicks in. Okay, the CEO of iPhone is blaming on Trump. He sent a letter to his stockholders, and it looks like parts of the quotes, he couldn't make up his mind, but then he did, and then he blamed it on Trump, and this trade war that's going on. Now, folks, where's iPhone made? Is it made here in the United States? He was complaining also that the Chinese market has taken a steep dive. Now, nowhere in their diatribe and their horse manure slinging contest did they say that, you know, it's the banks and da-da-da-da-da. What you and I would expect for somebody that's getting paid a lot of money to sit in front of a camera and supposedly give you financial news. It's not what this is about. It's the financial propaganda news. So it was, it boiled down to, it's Donald Trump's fault, him with his tariffs and the trade war with China. Seems how I do believe the phones are made there. We'll have to check. Can you check that, fact check that real quick? Oh, don't want to be an error here. Where the hell are the iPhones made? I think China. Could be Indonesia, but yeah, we'll find out here. But that's the narrative. That's what they picked today as the reason why the markets are down. India? Moving to India. Where they manufacture now? China, Korea? That's got to be south. Because it was in North Korea, there'd be mini nukes and we'd blow up America. So they're moving to India. Okay, here's part of the trade deal with them. You get those damn Indians to quit making these scam callers on Americans. How's that? Tell the Indian government to straighten out their mess over there, because I'm tired of getting phone calls about my computer virus infecting their computers. Really? How did you know that? Okay, so what's my IP address? Well, I don't know. Well, then how do you know it's me? You know, the more you talk to these idiots, they don't even realize. They will sit there and discuss how big of idiots they are with you. They just love it. Because generally what they're getting is a bunch of expletives in their ears and being hung up on very angrily. So I guess they're just tickled pink to talk to an American and listen to all the reasons why their scams don't work at any rate. So that from Mr. Cook, the CEO of iPhone. That's the reason, not the economy. Oh, by the way, they did make mention of the fact this is the worst factory output, worst month since 2008. The worst month since 2008. So let me see what happened in 2008. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's when the bankers decided to rob America. Now, Nancy Pelosi was sworn in as Majority House Speaker for the Congress today. And I don't think the session today ended without talk of impeach Donald Trump. Now, folks, I don't know about you. I was talking to one individual today that will go nameless. They said somebody ought to shoot that broad. I said, whoa, hold the phone here. No, they should be put in jail for representing a different form of government than what we have. I call it treason, call it malfeasance, call it forgetting. I don't care what you call it. But let me call your office and find out you packed up your little box and you've gone home. Somebody else pointed out something very interesting to me. Is, you know, this whole thing in the news about red and blue states, No, they're all red states, but with blue dots. And I thought about that for a second, and I thought, you know what? I think that's right. Because it's the major cities that have gone blue, like Dallas, like Houston here in Texas, like San Antonio. Go anyplace else? Now, remember Hillary Clinton complaining? Well, she won the popular vote. Yeah, but the electoral vote took it. That's how our elections are set up. Now, would she have complained if she had won the electoral and Donald Trump got more votes? No, that just means the deplorables voted for the wrong person. See, I told you so. Now, what's becoming should be obvious to everybody is they want to dump Trump and dump him. Now, we're going into the third year of his presidency, okay? He has not said he's not going to run, and this would be the declaratory year. He's not said he's not going to run, but he didn't say he was going to run. Well, I think he is. He may not be having the best time, He had probably an easier and better time running Trump Enterprises and doing his reality TV show. What the hell was the name of that anyhow? His Trump's reality TV show. The Apprentice. Never watched, and it was on for a lot of, I never watched it once, not once. I don't know who did watch it, but people watched it. I never did. So here's an outsider, not part of the political tree, not blackmailable, otherwise they've already would have exposed that. They came up with their best and fell way short. They really hate him. Folks, I cannot play the thing on the air, but did you check our website? I would highly suggest that you do this. Go to our website and take a look at what America has produced. Now, this isn't a vape shop. They call it a vapor shop. And here's a kid. Mike, did you watch that video, by the way? Do you know who he looks like? Dan. This kid freaks out. Guy walks into this vape shop and he's got his Trump shirt on. And there's a black guy standing in there, another customer. Nobody else in the shop. And this kid goes off on him. Now, there's somebody aside from the guy that's purchasing the vape that's videoing. Now, if this anti-Trumper would have reacted just because he was being filmed, or it might have been less or maybe even greater if he wasn't being recorded, the kid's an idiot. I mean, he's screaming. He's calling somebody. He says, I've got this guy in the shop, and he's a Trump supporter, you know, the racist. Now, a lot of people don't know this about Donald Trump. Donald Trump dated a black girl for more than a few years. Now, why is that not talked about in the media? I don't know. Maybe it's an inconvenient fact. But folks, there, Nancy Pelosi said she swore she was going to turn up the heat. Well. You know what? I hope she does. I hope she does. Because these idiots are calling themselves Democrats. I don't know how you're being seated as senator, as congresspersons. Notice the politically correct term there, congresspersons. Still Congress critters to you and I. But if they think this message is going to fly, now the big deal now is, of course, the partial government shutdown. Okay? It's a big deal. 800,000 federal workers are affected. They're on furlough. They've been since January 22nd. January 22nd. Now, post offices are still open. Some parks are being closed because, well, they don't have the federal employees. Okay. But let me ask you a question, folks. It's a serious question. Now, this government shutdown has been going on for, what, a week, 10 days? 10 days? Yeah, that's about right. 11, 12. No, more like 2 weeks. Has your life been impacted? Have you noticed anything that has changed in your life? You got up this morning, wiped the sleep out of your eyes, put the coffee on, got dressed, went to work, got home, ate dinner, did something to occupy your time for a few hours and went to bed. Has anything changed in your daily routine? Now, 800,000 employees? Well, the thought struck me. Now, I don't know if this is the case or not. Now, the public federal employees being furloughed, do they get their back money when they come back to work? Or is this, you're not working, so you're not getting paid? If that's the case, how long do you think it would take? Let me see, 800,000 federal employees. How many days would it take to save $25 billion on federal payroll to pay for the wall? And Trump has compromised all over the place on this one. It went from, I need 25, I need 20 billion. They were going to give him five, but that deal was pulled from, and now they're offering $1.5 billion for the security of our country. And folks, you know the stories. I'm not going to go through the stories. You know the drill. You know the deal. The primary responsibility of the federal government is to make sure we have sovereign borders. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of a joke, isn't it? But let me see here. According to CNBC, these are the states most affected by the government shutdown. 800,000 federal workers won't receive their paychecks because of the current government shutdown, which extended to its 13th day on January 3rd. Yeah, it's a day shorter. And a dollar late. Sorry, couldn't help it. A new ranking of the 50 states in Washington, D.C. evaluates in which areas the country workers have been hit hardest. If you live in Washington, D.C., your chances of being negatively impacted by the political impasse are greater. If you're a federal employee, you probably rang in the new year worrying about whether you'll get paid. Now, on New Year's Eve, half drunk. By the way, before I continue, I must address this. I've heard it for more than one quarter now. You got to stop swearing on the air. You got to stop swearing on the air. And I thought about that, and I thought, you know what? Probably right. But I reserve the right to use the word asshat. Okay? So anything past that, shame on me. Anything before that, shame on you. Asshat is a perfectly good, almost politically correct sounding name. It's better than using the other one, isn't it? Where you have a hole in one there? No, don't want to use that term. At any rate, I will endeavor to pursue on that front. Now, approximately 800,000 federal workers are currently in financial limbo as politicians in Washington struggle to come to an agreement on U.S. border protections. They're not struggling. They're saying no. There's no negotiations on this. They're saying no. If you live in certain states, your chances of being one of those employees working without pay or furloughed are greater. This is according to the new study, personal financial website Wallet Hub, which ranked in all 50 states and districts of Columbia. The ranking is based on five metrics. They had to put metrics in there? Okay. Federal employment compared to total employment, federal contract dollars per capita, the number of families receiving food stamps, real estate as a percentage of gross state product, and access to national parks. Well, if you wanted to go to Yellowstone, just wait a while. Yellowstone will come to you. D.C. came in first in the ranking. The city also has the biggest portion of families who are receiving supplemental nutrition assistance. New Mexico, which came in second, has a high percentage of workers with federal jobs compared to total employment, according to Jill Gonzalez, senior analyst at Wallet Hub. The study found that the so-called blue states are slightly more affected by the shutdown compared to red states. And again, go back to my analysis on this red state, blue state thing. No, they're all red states. They just have pockets and dots of blue. Most of the major U.S. cities, go figure. So, I'm not going to go through all of this stuff, but you know what? I don't know any federal employees. Do you folks? As far as I'm concerned, they can permanently furlough the 800,000. put them on the unemployment list, and the unemployment rate in this country would probably only be 3.9%. What do you think? You know, if we're going to lie, let's just make it a good one. No reason to get excited.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Is this the school of, is this the Ratchet School of Nursing calling in? Do I have Nurse Ratchet?
Yeah, you do.
You know, just
hey, just to update you there, the black model that Donald Trump married, not married, but dated 2 years, Kara Young, she later on married Peter Georgopoulos, a shipping magnate, billionaire. So she went from one billionaire to another.
Yeah,
so I watched that.
To a bigger billionaire.
I watched that video at the vape shop and laughed because he's a racist. And, of course, racists always date people of color. So I thought it was kind of funny. But just to give you an update on that situation, that employee was terminated, as he should have been. He was terminated. Corporate came down very
fast. Wait a minute. You're turning pages too fast on me.
Yeah.
Okay. The guy that freaked out?
Yep. Fired.
They got fired.
He's fired. He's gone.
Well, you know, that was funny because that didn't have to happen. The The guy already told him, he said, look, if you don't sell me the stuff for my girlfriend, it's not even for me, it's for my girlfriend. He says, I'm going to call corporate and have you fired.
Right.
And the kid yielded. Now, there was a black guy standing in there.
Yep.
And he left it. This black guy was in there before he was.
Mm-hmm.
And he left that black guy standing there. And the black guy doesn't know whether to go blind or wind his wristwatch.
Yep.
And, you know, here's all the stuff that this racist Trump just screaming. Now, it would have been bad enough if you just would have quietly said, hey, look, dude, I'm a never Trumper. Get out of my store. That'd be one thing. But he was being videoed, and he told him, he said, he gave him an alternative. He said, if you don't sell me that vape, I'm going to put this on YouTube.
Right.
Well, he capitulated, and evidently something was exchanged. You couldn't hear it on the audio on the camera, but he flipped out again.
Yeah.
Just screaming. I wished I could play this, but I couldn't. I can't excerpt out the F-bombs that this guy was dropping.
Too many.
Oh.
Yeah, this was the equivalent of that female at that rally that stood there and started screaming. You remember that one where she was... She made this big scene of just screaming.
Yeah.
This was the equivalent of that, basically.
Well, and here are a bunch of people that... Steve, do you think these people are equipped to deal with life on its terms?
No, not at all.
Well,
lacking maturity, big time.
Well, maturity, I mean, there's a lot under that subheading. But Nancy Pelosi, I mean, before this day was even done, January 3rd, swearing in new people, impeach Trump. That's the drumbeat once again sounding on Capitol Hill. Have you ever seen the series Jericho?
I actually ordered it, and it came today.
Seriously?
Yeah, I did. I was so impressed with it, I actually bought it. Good series.
Okay, all right. Well, you and I will have to have conversations, because evidently our buddy Vin Finelli, which I went and saw over this, folks, I actually went to a farm. Not the funny farm where Basket Weaver sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs in her toes. No, it was Vinny's farm, his cattle farm. And had a very restful time, very appreciative. He starts me on this series because this is part of his teaching class.
Yep.
Now, the scenario, the story is, without giving it away, if you've not seen it, I got to be careful here. I can't give too much away. But it's the dissolution of the federal government. You'll have to watch the series to find out.
No.
If you already have, don't spoil it for everybody else by going out.
No, not at all. Yeah. We only watched two segments of it, and I was impressed enough to say, "Jesus is kind of looking like the situation we're in right now." No, I think there's something to look at that, especially on the survivalist part of what Vince was talking about. I'm looking forward to finishing when there's 29 episodes, so I got 27 more to go. But there's something there we can definitely apply to what we're seeing right now, no doubt about it.
Well,
hey, by the way, your word asshat is a perfectly good word, John. I think you should keep that. It's a good word.
Well, I'm holding fast to that now.
No, keep it. It's a good word. Rivero's got his words. He's got, bovine excrement,
right?
Correspondence and prostitutes, and I think there's a couple others, but it's a good word. It's appropriate, and it shows a little bit of class. You could go the other direction and get a little vile, but, you know, asshat is a good word. I'm just looking forward to the date. I actually hear Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson maybe slip up and use the word asshat, and we'll know where he got it from because he's listening to you then.
Of course. But the other one that, and I'm kind of ashamed that not more people have picked it up, because it's a beautifully crafted, politically correct phrase,
right?
And that's culturally deficient or cultural deficiency. Doesn't that sound like you're short a little bit of vitamin C or B1 or what?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. All right, my friend.
Hey, thanks, John.
Medication time.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Journalist who broke story of Mueller deleting text messages dies mysteriously. 26-year-olds normally don't drop dead. This is very suspicious. We know the CIA, the spooks, have their ways of making people disappear and die. If not, those private contractors they hire. Because you know what? They're not accountable to U.S. law or Constitution or anybody. Just to themselves. I'm pretty certain that Mueller's deleted text still exists in the possession of the NSA and Homeland Security. The folder sitting right next to Hillary Clinton's deleted 37,000 emails. They know the contents, but are rogue. What did Mueller delete in his text? That was a little note sent to me by Steve Elkins that sent me the story. Bree Payton was a writer for the conservative online news magazine, The Federalist, and a guest commentator on Fox News Channel, and she was a rising star. From the moment we started talking, I realized she was a potential star, according to Ben Domenech, the publisher of The Federalist. He said in an essay on Saturday, she was raw, yes, but that could be honed. She was eager to learn, to write, and to go places, not because of ambition, because she wanted to change the world. Not like the beauty pageant question, and, you know, what's your aspiration between eating? I want to change the world. And then they do 8-9 months of photo ops and opening up supermarkets, and then they have to turn in their crown. Yeah. You ever hear the answers coming out of these airheads? You don't think they're a little narcissistic, do you? Nah, couldn't be. Now, she seemed unafraid to take on things that mattered, including breaking the hard-hitting piece DOJ destroyed missing Strzok page text messages before the IG could review them on December 13th, where, unlike the mainstream media, who later focused on the idea that there's no evidence that these text messages were deliberately destroyed, Peyton leaned toward the conclusion that there was criminal intent in these deletions, a notion supported by the president himself. And then she died suddenly on Friday in San Diego. She was 26 years old. The writer says, I don't have any definitive proof for the notion that Peyton was killed because she was going to disclose some type of sensitive information against the deep state. However, it must be said that the cause and the circumstances of her death are befuddling enough for one to consider such an idea. My only intention is to explain the facts and allow you to draw your own conclusions. On Wednesday, December 26, Bray Peyton, who lives in Washington, was in San Diego to be a guest host on a show on the One America News Network. Her last tweet was announcing to followers that they could see the show broadcast right now and responded to one follower who's watching it. So as of Wednesday night, all was well with Bray Peyton. And Liz Wheeler, she's the opinionist, if you will, or the opiner on One America News. Now, the rest of the news is done in a matter-of-factly kind of news fashion. Here are the facts. They don't offer you opinion. They don't bring in guests to give their opinions on somebody else's opinion, third party. No, they do a straight news. And which I've said that One America News is much better than Fox News. But she tweeted this out on Wednesday. Bray Peyton at Bray_Peyton. That was her address. If you tune in to One America News right now, you can watch me host Tipping Point for Liz Wheeler. That's a pretty big deal, subbing from one of their regulars. Even though One America News is a relatively new network, that's still pretty big time for a 26-year-old. And one person tweeted back, yes, I was watching you doing an awesome job with your pointed questioning and insightful reasoning. And once again, I will email One America News that they should give you your own show. Michael Andrews sent that on December 27th. Thursday, the following day, December 27th, Bray was staying with a good friend, Morgan Murtaugh, while in San Diego. Morgan found Peyton unconscious in her bed around 8:30 a.m. and as disclosed in his tweet. Friday, December 28th, by Friday morning, Bree had passed away. This webpage for Bree on the Caring Bridge website, which appears to be a site that gives updated information on people who are in the hospital, seems to be where Bree's death was first announced. This was the page that Murtaugh had referred to in her tweet. Although at the time she tweeted it, it had obviously not declared that Bree had passed away. There's no way of checking what it said at the time because, unlike Twitter, this website only shows the latest update. And currently it read as follows, around 8:30, doesn't say a.m. or p.m., on December 27th, Bray's friend went to her room and found her unresponsive and barely breathing. She immediately called 911, and Bree was taken to the hospital where she was admitted to the ICU. Sedated and intubated, and doctors began working up a diagnosis after a CAT scan. And hours of testing, they have determined she has the H1N1 flu and meningitis. George stayed at her hospital with her in San Diego for a long time, but her condition worsened and worsened. She fought her illness with strength but passed on December 28th of 2018. She'll be survived by her four siblings and parents. She fought strong and lived a life worth noting in the books. We are so incredibly honored to have known this wonderful human being. Now, the writer says something just doesn't seem right here. Trying to put some pieces together here, Mergen Mortaugh never mentioned noticing anything wrong with Bray on Wednesday night. So we're left to assume that a healthy, vibrant 26-year-old girl became fully incapacitated during a night's sleep without showing any prior symptoms, and then was dead 24 hours later, with doctors saying that she had the swine flu and meningitis. Surprisingly, a New York Times obituary for Bray Payton said that Ms. Payton had the H1N1 flu, also known as the swine flu, and encephalitis. Didn't say anything about meningitis, encephalitis, according to her family. So is it encephalitis or is it meningitis? And what is the actual cause of death? One of these ailments, or the H1N1 flu? Have not found an answer for this. Now, while the cause of death does not seem to have been determined, several mainstream media outlets are taking the opportunity to use this to subtly warn people that they should remember to take their flu vaccines, which includes the H1N1 component. The way mainstream media writes about this story is to ask how she died, mention and go into depth about the diagnosis and the history of the H1N1 virus, talk a little about her life, and then leave the initial question unanswered. They sway the typical mainstream reader to believe she died of the H1N1 virus without really even saying it. Now, some are hypothesizing here that Bray Payton might have actually taken the flu shot that led to her illness. But this tweet from her a few years ago makes it highly unlikely that she would consent to any vaccine. And this was from June 13, 2011. And she tweeted out, "Whooping cough, state urges more people to get vaccinated. No vaccines. Vaccines are from the devil." Now, the LA Times was the leading source of the breaking news, entertainment, sports, politics, so on and so forth. But at any rate, I don't know enough to say that it's impossible that Bray Payton died so suddenly from a virus she had contracted naturally without any prior symptoms whatsoever. But it just doesn't feel right. You would expect that she would have some pretty significant symptoms in the days prior. Add to the fact that we have covered many stories of people who have died mysterious deaths, who all happen to be courageous, outspoken people who were willing to challenge the establishment and might have had some information that was damaging to the deep state and were willing to reveal it. As she showed in breaking the Mueller story, you can begin to understand the suspicions. Now, that came from the Collective Evolution via Lou Rockwell. Well, was she Breitbarted? In this day and age, folks, I would have a tendency to say, yeah, yeah. By the way, there was something else I wanted to mention here before I forget. There is a video that was posted on republicbroadcasting.org. I think it's there. Mike, check this. It's the Vietnam-era veteran that was in a wheelchair in Wally World. You got that up? Okay. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this, aside from the police zealousness for keeping the peace, I actually witnessed this going on in a Randall's up here in Round Rock, Texas. I was standing at a checkout, and this store is infamous for not having enough checkout people. They did install self-checkout lanes that people don't want to use them because they always feel that they're putting somebody out of a job, and they're correct. But there were only two registers open. I was at one. I was checking out, and people were starting to grumble in the aisle behind me, and I turned and I looked, and it was probably about 7-8 people deep, and they're asking this woman for ID to purchase alcohol. Well, she showed them that, and then they said, well, this is your family here? Well, we need to check their IDs. Well, what for? Well, if there's anybody here that's under the age of 21, I can't sell it to you. Now, this is the reasoning. This is the state preemptively coming in, and for the safety of the family, of course, they don't want any of the parents buying alcohol for the kids, right? So if you've got an underage kid under the age of 21, you can't buy alcohol. They will refuse to sell it to you. Now, evidently, this vet didn't hear that because he went into a Wally World, Walmart for you and I, and he was asked to show an ID. He was buying a bottle of champagne for New Year's Eve. And he complied, show him an ID. Okay, you're purchasing the alcohol. Fine, here's my ID. I'm old enough. That's me. Give me the stuff. I'll give you the money. Well, and evidently his family was around, and they asked them for the ID, and he asked the obvious question, as I did as well. He's not the one buying the alcohol. What does it matter if his family's here and he's got kids under the age of 21? It's a policy. We can't sell it to you. So the guy understandably goes off. Well, the police are called. The police come in, yank this veteran out of his wheelchair and mace him. Or I'm sorry, pepper sprayed him. And all the while you can hear this guy. You can't see him because the person that's videoing this, and they put it on YouTube. All you can hear is the groans and the yelling of the guy. That's all that you can hear. Now, most people wouldn't believe you if you told them that you were in a store and, you know, guy came in with his wife and his family and he's picking up a six-pack of Bud Heavy or, you know, Budweiser. No, it's no longer brewed. It's still brewed in the United States, but it's owned by foreigners. It's called InBev now. But aside from that, you just want to pick up your six-pack of beer and go home, right? Oh, your wife is over 21, but your kids, they're not over the age of 21, and they will refuse to sell that six-pack of beer to a full-grown, responsible, and according to them, legal adult. But if you've got kids and they're with you in that store at the purchasing point, they will not sell it to you. Now, folks, I understand the government, and they're always here to help us, right? They're always looking out for us. Dr. Kelly in Northern California. Hello, Dr. Kelly.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I've got a lot of positive, supportive points of what you're talking about, and I think it's no accident that I think I randomly called in, and I would like the medical examiner to do a full investigation and a full public disclosure and report on this this gal passing away.
Bray Payton.
And the grand jury needs to get off their constantly expanding derrieres, as my stepdad says. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. And do a full investigation. And they better come up with at least a dozen criminal indictments. And, you know, this is, I guess, the medical examiner needs to look into, you know, do all the tissue exams and go to antennasearch.com.
By the way, just as a point here, remember the kids in when Clinton was governor of Arkansas? Remember the kids that died on the railroad tracks? They were examined by a medical examiner, and his cause of death was, well, they were probably smoking marijuana, laid down on the tracks, passed out, and the train ran over them. Now, what they were actually doing is they were witnessing the cocaine shipments that were coming into Arkansas, and they were they were Arkansided.
Yeah.
Just for a point on these medical examiners, but you're absolutely right. There should be a grand jury convened on this. The prosecuting attorney should be taught the law in this ongoing process.
Yep.
And the mysterious death, I mean, inquiring minds want to know, why is a vibrant 26-year-old, and if she was subbing for somebody on One America News, well, then they saw where she was going. And you know what? I think she was killed, Dr. Kelly.
Yeah, and we all need to shield our heart and our brain and our skeleton from these invisible weapons, meaning cell towers, cell phones, wireless, Wi-Fi, cordless, smart meters, and especially that 5G, which was covered in Dr. Martin Paul's letter. And it's pretty neat being able to put the dots together, and thank you for hosting a forum where we can have these incredibly deep, rich discussions. I'm grateful.
We are, we got the dumb Trumpers out there, and we got people that like to see this network go bye-bye as well, but we're still here.
Yeah, and, you know, the innocent blood that has been shed, there is going to be a huge price to pay for that. And a friend of mine did a little meme about blue ISIS.
Hey, hang on. We're talking into the break here. Hang on, Dr. Kelly. We'll return after this short break.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Dr. Kelly online with us. Well, you know that 5G is important to put through because, well, they're instituting the police state and all the facial recognition and the iris scans and all that other stuff. So they need the broadband capacity to handle all that new stuff coming online. Now,
it's a criminal trespass, and there's going to be loss of easement. And it also interferes with not only our privacy, But that 5G will, what is it, four types of blindness, various heart disease because of the voltage-gated calcium channels within the heart, and then we've got sodium-gated channels within the brain, and meningococcal meningitis has one etiology or cause, microwave radiation. And unfortunate patients that go through the cut, poison, and burn of surgery, chemotherapy, radiation often suffer the meningococcal type of meningitis. So, yes, I'm in the den with the bunnies.
You know, I found something out that it just absolutely astonished me. Now, people would call into the program suggesting that, you all right over there? You're not. Is that why you're slamming the phone on my window? Okay. You guys can't see it. You might be able to hear it, but you can't see it.
What'd I do this time?
No, not you. Not you. That the active ingredient, what is that drug that they keep doling out? The name escapes me here.
Fluoridated types of SSRI, quote unquote.
Yeah, people, and I have to make an apology to these people because I would ask the question, you know, what's going on with Americans? You know, and people call in, well, it's the dumbing down of America. They're putting a fluoride in our water. Now, what I discovered was that this SSRI, guess what the active ingredient is in it?
It's 20% fluoride by weight. You're absolutely 100% purely correct. And I have the textbook by American jurisprudence called Model Trials that covers well over 100 drugs and the off-label prescription uses and how to go through the checklist and the procedure to bring an action for strict products liability, wrongful death, and all these. I mean, I'm standing on these plaster deposits of pure gold, and I want to inspire people to pursue this wisdom and knowledge and to get the public documentation on your public elected officials and shine a light on it. Use your local cable television access and make a video. I don't care how amateurish it is. It's better than doing nothing, you good men and women.
Yeah.
And then Mike School came up with the meme, Blue ISIS. And whenever a peace officer puts their hand on and crosses the blue line to go after one of our servicemen or women who is, you know, loyal to their oath and abiding by the red line, that really angers me.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. I hope we all have a, it doesn't look this way, but I'll put on the happy face and rose-colored glasses, hoping that 2019 is going to be better than 2018, but I'm not placing any bets on that one.
Thank you much. Keep fighting the good fight, and God bless Republic Broadcasting.
All righty. Thank you, Dr. Kelly. I appreciate it. Let's take top of the hour break here. Why can't I remember the name of the stuff? And it's been around for a number of years. And actually, I heard it's 20 to 30% active ingredient. What? Prozac. That's it. Prozac.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.